We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
This is a top to what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere 14 miles to my right, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from hot and sultry Redneckville, Arkansas, where it's 97 degrees in the shade with a cool, comfortable 72% humidity.
Oh, that is lovely.
Nice. Now, it's about this time of year, every year, when I start thinking, maybe I should move to Vegas. It's 104 degrees, but it's only 7% humidity.
Exactly.
And then I think about how...
It's like you move out there and it feels like 42 degrees.
Oh, yeah. And I think about how unique it would be to live in a place where the unemployment rate is more than twice the humidity level.
Which I personally wouldn't mind because I'm barely working now.
Yeah, exactly. So how's everything going there in Bagwine?
Jay, everything's great. You there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Whew, I heard a click on my phone. Everything's great, and I'll tell you what. You know what the temperature is in Bagwine?
What?
77 degrees.
Oh, good God. That is incredible. 14 mile difference and 20 degrees.
Well, you know how funny those warm fronts are.
I know. It just, it's just right there. So
it's
we got a,
here,
a couple.
In the next two shows, we're going to have to start the pedometer all over again.
I'm going to be north of you.
That's right. You'll start getting further away. It'll be classic.
I'll be in Canada by the time we do our 1 year anniversary. So we got a couple of people in the old chat room here, which I have right here on my switchboard because it works for me. So, shout out to Mike and Rich.
Yep.
Who, like us, have nothing to do on a Saturday evening.
But when you don't have anything to do on a Saturday evening, you know what's always fun? Is just get on your computer. After you wipe your tears away, you just... drink some beer and crank up YouTube and listen to music.
You can go in fact, you can go to YouTube and while you're drinking your beer, you can look up Jimmy Buffett's version of Another Saturday Night.
There you go.
Or as I posted
on Facebook last night, I sent a link to some hot chick in Florida. about the song I wanted played at my wedding that I wasn't allowed to, and she felt sorry for me, and now she wants me.
That, well, of course she does. That whole sympathy thing has always worked out well for you.
I play it as hard as I can, Jay.
Or, you know, if you're not into Jimmy Buffett, you can always just listen to a little Lonesome Town.
Lonesome
from,
Town?
From Ricky Whatever. As I get older, the Ricky the names don't come to me as fast.
You know, the best thing, isn't
he's,
it?
He's dead now, whoever, whatever, Ricky Nelson.
The best
but,
thing,
you know,
I...
you... Go ahead.
Oh, and the best thing, this chick really liked me because not only did I play a YouTube version of Biloxi by Jimmy Buffett, I sent her a picture of me sitting in a wheelchair. So, you know.
Well played.
Well, thank you. Oh, also, I see we have another guest, and we have Kimmy.
All right. The Giants just beat the Cleveland Indians, so Kimmy thought she'd wander over here for some real entertainment. Well, you know what else you could do on a Saturday night if you're just sitting around and nothing else happening and you got the tunes cranked up? You could go over to the brand new, just went live, I'm With Stupid Humor blog, right?
You could, because many of you are not doing such. But you could, you know, crank up the tunes and then go to your browser and then type in www.iwsradio.blogspot.com and simply have the time of your life.
You'll just be entertained like crazy right there. And in fact, if you want to be the entertainer, it's a community blog. We take contributions from people.
You've always had trouble with that word, haven't you?
Tough word. Yeah. If you'd like to be a contributor, you can contribute regularly or irregularly if you like. And just contact us and let us know.
Yep.
We'll get that set up for you.
And the way to contact us, everything's under the tabs on the homepage.
Yep.
Radio information, email information, information about your two cellar hosts, and it's
absolutely
all right there for the taking.
Information about information, even.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I say we could just get right into the topic of the week, which is the same topic we had a couple of weeks ago, but this time we're going to be, like, for real about it.
And that topic would be music. We both love music.
Yeah.
Everyone loves music. Sometimes a song can break your heart from a memory. Sometimes it can bring back great memories. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Great concerts, great hot rock chicks, bad songs, good songs, great bands, terrible bands.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, as I'm a music fan, but I'm not a music expert. You know, you start playing music, I'll sit here and say, oh, yeah, I recognize that. But I wouldn't necessarily be able to tell you the name of the song or who the artist is or anything like that. And if you, you know, and if you were to just throw out a name and a song, I might say, you know, I don't know if I've ever heard it, but when you start to play it, I'll say, oh, yeah, I've heard that. Weird, huh?
That is weird. on the other hand, I can remember a lot of artists and a lot of songs, even if they're obscure, and it's turned into a lucrative living for me, actually, as I stand here in the palatial Bagwine Digs looking out a stained window towards a hospital.
Hoping your friend will walk by again.
Yes, that would be nice. She was Beyonce-like. which is relevant to the topic we're talking about. But no, I'll tell you what, as far as music goes, and you guys in the chat room and anyone else listening live, chime in. I like a lot of different types of music. I like rock. I like some country. And I like oldies.
Oh, I love oldies. When I was growing up, my mother was a big fan of oldies, so heard a lot of them. Just 50s, 60s music, doo-wop music.
I'm a big fan. I am actually a big fan of doo-wop music.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
I think it's the harmonies.
I think, yeah, probably so. When I was growing up, the local radio station, and much of the time when I was growing up, we only had one radio station here in town. And every holiday weekend, it was a 50s and 60s weekend. Old time pop music, whatever you can call it, oldies weekend.
Right.
And so everybody would just have, you'd have the radios cranked up. Everybody all over town would crank it up. And it was pretty idyllic. You know, you'd be walking around downtown, you know, a small town and, you know, nice picturesque place. And you had, you know, Fats Domino playing on the radio and the Everly Brothers and the Righteous Brothers. And
yep. Or now you call them the Righteous Brother.
The Brother, who, by the way, is in Branson, Missouri. So if you want to go up there and see Bill Medley, he's
mm-hmm.
there.
Is he opening up for Yakov Smirnoff, or what's he doing up there?
I don't know exactly who he's playing for, but Yakov is up there, and Yakov has his theater. When Yakov isn't there, you can catch Pam Tillis there. At
that's
that
always a treat.
Oh, yeah. Personally, I'm looking to try to get my hands on some tickets to see Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., because B.J. Thomas opens for him, so.
Well, there you go. That is pretty big. And hopefully the same weekend you'll catch the Osmonds. So
the Osmonds do have a theater up there. They do.
I know. Maybe you'll get to sit next to John Huntsman and or Mitt Romney.
Maybe. That'd be great. I have just about good enough hair to sit there with them, I think.
You do have nice hair. It's the one thing that of you that makes me jealous.
The one thing.
Other than your dulcet southern accent.
Right. And, of course, if you don't like any of that, you can always go up there and see the Gatlin Brothers Band with Debbie Boone. Crickets? Anyone? Are you there, Matt Man? And we've lost the Matt Man. So, I'll just continue with the show on my own, I guess. If anyone in the chat room could let me know if they hear me, that would be helpful. And I'll let you know that the phone lines are open at 661-244-9852. And so checking with the, say, I hear Jay. Okay, well, looks like it's me. It's my show. I have pulled a coup d'etat. Anyway, of course, I live just south of Branson, Missouri, where all the great entertainment could be found. Andy Williams is still there. I know most of you didn't even realize he was still alive, but he is, and he's performing at the Andy Williams Theater year-round, in fact. He does a great Christmas show, I hear. I've never been to it. The only show I've ever been to up there was that old racist Ray Stevens. That was before I found out what a racist he was, but anyway, I went up there and saw Ray Stevens, and it was hilarious. It was a great show. And I can't talk dirty to Yeah. anyway, the Ray Stevens show was pretty good. And the only reason I went to that one was because it was free. Had free tickets, free ride up there, free dinner, all that cool stuff. So I haven't been to too many concerts either when I think about it. I've been to see, I saw the Beach Boys in concert at Lampy, Missouri at the amphitheater. That was a lot of fun. And I saw Loverboy. Come on now, we all remember Loverboy from back in the day, right? Working for the weekend. Rich wants to know what I'm wearing. Well, I'm wearing a green t-shirt and nothing else. How about that, huh, big boy? And let's see. Oh, I saw Hank Williams Jr. in concert. That's got to excite you out there because that's great stuff. And Steppenwolf. Saw Steppenwolf down at Dog Patch back in the good old days when Dog Patch was open before it closed down and turned into a ruin. And, oh, see, guest leaves the room when it's just me. Way to be supportive there, guest. Thanks a lot, asshole. So, anyway. And let's see. Oh, how could I? Earl Thomas Conley. He played the turkey trot a few years ago over in Yellville. As soon as he was done playing, everybody moved over to the other side of the square for the National Wild Turkey Calling Contest. So nice to see things going good for Earl. His career still rolling along. And I see Rich remembers Loverboy. We all remember Loverboy. We remember Working for the Weekend and there are other songs. Hell, I can't remember. But that's it. That's all the concerts I've seen. I used to... Can you still hear me? Ah, shit. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, stupid BTR. I think BTR has cut me off because there's nobody in the host chair because Matt Man went away. And I can't call back in because... Oh, okay, you can hear me. Oh, cool. So, anyway, that's about it. We had all kinds of stuff we were going to talk about with different music. And, of course, Matt's a huge music fan, so he had all kinds of info and stuff ready to go. And Time Warner decided to cut him off. They're probably paying him back for going out and taking a picture of them when they were working on the apartment earlier this week and all the bad stuff we've said about them. And so Mike says that there's a delay. Well, yeah, there's a delay, but I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going to keep talking. It's what I'm going to do. Take that. We got 10 minutes and 49 seconds left in the show, and I'll just continue to ramble. So let me think about what else is going on. Oh, hey, you guys heard anything new? Any stuff out there? Anybody in the chat room? How about that new Adelaide song? Is that how you pronounce her name, Adelaide? We could have had it all, or whatever it is that line in it. We could have had all that song. They freaking played that song over and over and over during the NBA draft the other night. Just really couldn't take it anymore. They just kept playing it. I don't know why it was the theme song for. We go to YouTube real quick and see what's going on YouTube. Rolling in the Deep, of course, that's the name of the song, right? Yeah. Anyway, excellent song. Rich wants more John Bon Jovi. No. He retired. He has a little bit of stage fright, and he's the LeBron James of international pop stars, as it turns out. And so he's gone. John just he disappeared. He's off wandering around in the wilderness now. Nobody can get a hold of him. And Kim, oh yeah, the NBA lockout. Yeah, the lockout's coming on July 1st. That's exciting. They are miles and miles and miles apart. It's way worse than the NFL. And the owners actually, in the NBA, the owners are actually right, unlike the NFL, where the owners are full of shit. But in the NBA, the owners are actually right. It's brutal. They're getting killed. And they've got to have a hard cap. Quits when he gets famous, just like Matt. Yeah. The pressure gets to be too much, and he's out of there, man. Can't take it anymore. It's probably good that we don't have any cameras or microphones set up around Matt right now, because he's probably unloading with a string of very choice words, and that would probably be kind of embarrassing. Will there even be an NFL season this year? I actually think there will be. I think that there's just too much money at stake for everybody, and I think they'll probably I don't know if it'll be a full season. Probably will. They probably end up with only like maybe two preseason games, and you know apparently they're getting pretty close. So full season means that I'll have to decide whether or not I'm bringing back the fantasy football league, which. By the way, who won the Fantasy Football League last year? Oh, it was me, wasn't it? That's right. I won my league and I won Burl's League. How about that? Maybe I should just retire from Fantasy Football after that.
Jay!
Hey! Matt Man!
Yeah.
Glad you could make it.
Yeah, so am I.
How are our good friends at Time Warner doing?
Well, you know, well, they're not going to be doing so well after this show ends. And there's going to be a definite hit piece on IWS Radio Blogspot tomorrow.
Yes, there will
be. Which you will be able to read at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yeah. Well, I haven't really a clue what all I talked about. I just rambled.
Well,
it was,
actually,
I'm sure it was just quality radio there.
I'm
talked
sure
a little NBA,
too.
A little NFL. And I want to thank the folks in the chat room for throwing out some subjects and let them know that the phone lines are open, just as they have been the whole show, 661-244-9850.
Yeah. Yeah, Ruby fixed me up really well, didn't she, Jay?
Yes, she did. Ruby took care of that little problem.
Yeah. Rest assured, you'll never have to go through this again, were her exact words.
Mm-hmm. Rest assured. Well, you know who's not going to be resting very assuredly?
And that's going to be Ruby. Because Ruby's a dead woman.
We're calling you out, Ruby.
before he gets sent to prison, I'm sending Whitey Bulger over to her house.
Excellent. So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah,
we
music.
Were talking about music.
Yeah, and I ran down a list of some of the concerts I've been to. It's a pretty short list.
Yeah, mine too. I've seen The Cars, The Beach Boys, Chubby Checker, Men at Work, NXS, and that's about it.
Yep, I've seen The Beach Boys.
Yeah, I've seen The Beach Boys too. I've seen them at after a Reds game some 25 years ago, probably.
That's about how long ago it was. I saw him my senior year of high school at the amphitheater at Lampy, Missouri. And,
that is a hotbed of music.
It is. Well, it was, actually. They had a lot of good acts come through there. It's a nice place. got beer thrown on me by some old man. There, that's good time. And, of course, I mentioned, as I told our listeners, that I also have, you know, the highlight where I probably was seeing Earl Thomas Conley at Turkey Trot.
Yeah, that's always big.
big time.
I think
we all sang along here with rose-covered glasses.
I think he may have been up here one time at the tractor pull. So that's always nice.
Funny you should mention that, because I just saw an ad. The Ozark Empire Fair is coming up next month, or early August up in Springfield, and the Turtles and Three Dog Night will be there the night of both the tractor pull and the demolition derby.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah, two nights. So you can watch the tractor pull, and after all the smell of gasoline and the dirt and mud flying everywhere, and then it'll be Jeremiah was a bullfrog time.
I think we've topped you, though, up here in Bagwine, because at the Bagwine Summer Arts Festival, which they hold every year, we have the pleasure of hosting the Nelson Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Nelson's going to be here.
Oh, well, you win. You win this year.
I know.
We can't even come close to matching that. We had
Thank
Eddie Money a couple of years ago at Crawdad Days.
We did, too. So that's a wash right there.
Yep. So you still win with Nelson. When is this arts festival? I should show up at that. We should do a live remote from the...
Actually, the Bagwine Summer Arts Festival, it started this weekend, and it runs through July 22nd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
every night down in Cliff Park, there's a major musical act coming to the town.
Oh. Well, you know, we do Fridays on the Square throughout the summer here, where they have little local bands and stuff come in and play, and people go down there to the square and they dance and they engage in, decent, old-fashioned activities.
That's
because,
good.
You know, we're good, decent people here. And
yes,
I think the Bald Knobbers are going to play one night. So.
Well, I was just thinking, isn't it kind of hard to dance to spoon music?
There might be a jug band that gets up there one night. And we get the Bluegrass Festival will be here over the 4th of July, I think.
That's pretty hot. Happening.
That's a pretty hot crowd there. So, anyway, a minute to go if anybody wanted to call in, 661-244-9852.
You know, just like I did. I called in, and here I am.
Exactly.
You could be just like me.
Be like Matt. That'll be our advertising campaign. So, anyway.
So, once again,
apologies
here's what
for
I'm
the,
thinking, Jay. Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe we should never do a music show, because every time we do, something goes wrong.
The world is out to get us, isn't it? The old music show. Well, you know, what's lucky is that we do another show on Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. And we can just be like, this show never happened when we do that.
Which for me, it really never did.
Mike is going out to eat. Says he might call in one day.
Yes.
Yep.
That's a little late for him. I thought he'd grab onto the early bird special. That's good to know. Oh yeah, someone's going down tonight, Jay.
I just told Mike that he's late for Shoney's early bird special, so. But he logged out before I could zing him.
Man, I thought we were on a roll too.
this was going to be the best show ever. Instead, it's just going to be me going. Instead, it's just me going. Can anybody hear me? Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Am I on? Is it me? Is it because you know your number still showed up for quite a while after you were kicked off because there's that long delay there.
Of course there is. On your end, on my end, I got no delay. I got nothing. And I'll tell you
it's
what,
just
Jay,
the end of the world.
If you decide to drink tonight or whatever and you feel like calling a buddy or whatever, just give me a call because I'm sure my phone will work then.
Yep. And then while you were off there, all of a sudden a little thing came up and it said you were no longer connected.
I know.
To me, and I was like, but Google says I am connected, and people said I was going in and out, and then I came back. So,
well, good for you. I'm so happy for you. Okay, just give me a second. I'm putting the hammer in the window so it'll stay open. In our living room, we have one window that'll work and one that doesn't, so we have to prop it up with a hammer.
Yep. That's much like my apartment when I was in college. I propped my window up with an economics textbook. I wasn't going to use it, so, you know.
But you got your money's worth out of it. Uh-oh, I got to do this. Don't say anything. Hey.
So,
what else is happening? Is your apartment complex sweating?
Well, you know, I tell you what. Each of the last two mornings, when I've opened the door to leave, there has been a big old wasp there trying to build his little home on my door. For some reason.
I hate that.
And I had, huh?
I said I hate that.
Oh yeah, it's kind of weird. And I took something and I, you know, brushed all the dirt and everything off that he was trying to build with, you know. And then I opened the door again this morning, and he flies away. I startled him, woke him up, I guess. And I look over there, and he was in the process of trying to build again. So I scraped it all off, and this time I decided I'd had enough. So I grabbed the old can of Raid, and I just sprayed that bitch down. So if he comes back, it just won't be a comfortable place at all.
Especially for you, because after the Raid, if he comes back, you know he means business.
Yeah.
He's probably saying, is that the best you got?
Yeah. Come on, big guy. Let's go. Now, what will happen is tomorrow when I leave, I'll open the door and he won't be there, and I'll walk around the corner unsuspectingly, and he'll start dive bombing me as I walk down the sidewalk. As those bastards do.
Remember me? Remember me?
Spraying me with Raid is like spraying Mike Tyson with mace. It just makes me stronger.
You know what's going to happen, don't you, Jay?
What's that?
Next Saturday, when you will more than likely be unavailable, I'll be wishing the phone goes dead, and it won't.
You'll be sitting there, you know, making a joke and look at the chat room, and it'll all be quiet, and you'll say, come on, Time Warner.
Hey, look, only 37 minutes left.
No, but I will have family in town next weekend, so it's entirely possible that I will not be here.
And that's a sad thing.
For the Saturday show. And actually, I think, Matt, I think this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. In all honesty, I think you're fired up about this thing. Yes, finally, just me. You'll probably show up on time, sober, with a whole bookload of a whole notebook full of notes and jokes and ideas. And
and I'll interview President Obama. I'll get an exclusive.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'll be hanging out with my sister and brother-in-law and the dogs. But I don't know the schedule, so it's possible that I'll be around at this time of day. And I assume I'll be around. I don't see why I wouldn't be here for the Monday, the 4th of July, which is going to be a huge show.
Oh, it's going to be mega.
Yeah. So flipping through the channels here, and I see Michelle Beadle on ESPN2. She's a hottie. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And we didn't get around to talking about hot rocker babes.
We didn't get around to talking about much. Once again. You know what's funny though? My phone seems to be working just fine now.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to talk a little Lita Ford action.
Ooh, yeah. She didn't age well.
Chrissy Hines? No. No, she aged as if maybe she was living pretty fast and hard in the early years.
Now, Chrissy Hines, oh, yeah. Of course, Chrissy Hines looked, you know, 55 ever since she was 25.
She has. The woman never changes.
No, she doesn't. But in my opinion, one of the sexiest voices ever.
Oh, yeah. Really, really hot voice. And, of course, there's Ann Wilson. Gotta love Ann Wilson.
Got to. Yeah. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is. Maybe because if you love Ann Wilson, you might get next and closer to her sister, Nancy. And so,
maybe. If that's your type.
Yeah. If you like a good-looking woman, if that's your type.
Well, if you just, you know, if you're just going about, you know, in terms of good-looking, you got Liz Phair. She's hot.
Yeah.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell's hot.
Speaking of hot women.
You're going to mention Joan Baez, aren't you?
No. No, I was going to switch gears. I just see a little breaking news thing on Twitter here that Nancy Pelosi is demanding a seat at the table in the final debt ceiling talks. So that... I don't know if she has any musical talent, but she's definitely a hottie, or
she
was at one time.
Yeah. 40 years
ago.
Oh,
but Joan Baez. Oh, yeah. Joan Baez. That's a sexy woman.
Yes, she is.
Especially when she sings. Emmylou Harris. Love her.
I'll tell you what. That is one woman who looks sexier at 60 than she did at 30.
Yeah. Michelle Phillips.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Well, she was gorgeous when she was back in the day. She had some hot daughters.
Yeah, Mackenzie. Oh, my God, yeah. Mackenzie's really hot. I always...
Yeah. Little daddy's
hot.
Little girl.
Yeah, daddy's little girl.
So, anyway, and I was telling, when you were taking a break from the show, I was telling the audience about the only performer I've seen in Branson, the only theater I went to, was that old racist Ray Stevens.
Oh, God.
And it was free. I went there for free, and I got free dinner out of it, so that's why I went. But,
and there's a reason for that, too. Of course, Ray Stevens is still a favorite of one of our favorites, Uncle Charlie. So,
yeah, shout out to Uncle Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm down to about 3.5 minutes.
Thank God.
Oh, man. It's pizza night here in Redneckville.
Is it really?
Yes,
it
is.
It's leftover night here.
Yeah.
We're having that heart attack, the rest of the heart attack casserole that I made last night.
Well, it does look good, though.
Yeah, I know. We're just not big on vegetables here in the back.
No, they get in the way.
They do.
Yeah. You start eating vegetables and you start feeling full and you don't make it to the good stuff, right?
That's right.
Every once in a while I'll have some broccoli, but of course I gotta mix it in with my mac and cheese and chicken.
That's right. Oh, would you like a little broccoli with your cheese sauce? Why, yes, yes, I would. Not too
yeah,
many.
Sure,
though.
Why not?
Not too many.
Just enough to stay regular, you know.
In fact, since I want to be regular, could you skip the broccoli? Do you have pretzels? Pretzels are good.
You know, pretzels are good as long as they're not in the trail mix. And there is no reason to put pretzels in the trail mix or the Doritos nacho cheese munchies bag, you know, with the sun chips and and the nacho cheese chips and the Cheetos. They add no value whatsoever to that.
I agree. And plus, why would you want something German in with the Mexican-American mix?
Exactly.
Oh, and now, Jay, the night gets better as I'm getting a call waiting signal as I'm talking to you. Okay. Could my day be any worse? I think it could.
Oh, I don't know. Let's just wait and find out. I bet it could.
Hopefully Blogger will let us stay on for an hour like they did a couple weeks ago. Oh, my God. We could get all sorts of calls.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Too bad the person who was trying to call you, too bad you couldn't just patch him through to the show.
I would, but it was probably a crazy woman who wants to have sex with me.
Oh, well. See, I don't have that problem, so.
Well, I do. And I'll tell you what, just like the headline on an old Onion story, I am a fucked up chick magnet.
Yeah. Well, when there is a chick around, I assure you she's going to be crazy, but it's not very often. So
we never.
Anyway,
10 seconds.
Oh. Yeah, we didn't even get to hear Guy.
I know. That was a good one, too.
Well, we can save it. We can still play next week.
He's not going to be happy.